You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. The Reserve Bank of India has put in place a mechanism under which the final settlement of export and import payments by Indian traders can be made in rupee. Besides helping curb demand for foreign exchange and thereby support the Indian currency, the move will also facilitate unhindered trade with sanctions-hit Russia and trouble-torn Sri Lanka. Last week, the RBI took a series of steps to ease forex inflows in an effort to stem the rupee's fall. The RBI, in a circular on Monday, said that in order to promote the growth of global trade, with emphasis on exports from India, and to support the increasing interest of global trading community in INR, it has been decided to put in place an additional arrangement for invoicing, payment, and settlement of exports-imports in INR. Meanwhile, public capex, which has held fort in recent years when private investments faded, remained robust in the first quarter of the current financial year. Central public sector enterprises and other large government undertakings like the Railways and the National Highways Authority of India achieved 21% of their combined annual capital expenditure target in the first 3 months of the current financial year by spending Rs. 1.37 trillion, according to official sources. A year ago, just 16% of the annual target was met by a comparable set of entities. Moreover, Railways and NHAI, the two largest public sector investors, which play a key catalytic role in crowding in capex from assorted other entities, reported impressive capex growth rates of 73% and 44% respectively during Q1 FY23. Given that the first quarter is usually weak for the delays in release of funds, this is a remarkable feat and signals accelerated momentum in public capex. Moving on, after a media investigation unveiled Uber's internal emails and texts, which highlighted the company's dubious methods of bypassing laws and other illegal cover-ups, the cab-hailing firm on Monday responded by saying that mistakes were made prior to 2017, following which it fired several executives and initiated a restructuring process. In a statement, Uber acknowledged mistakes in the past and said that the company under CEO Dara Khosrowshahi since 2017 is a different company. The investigation conducted by the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists, along with more than 180 journalists and 40 different publications, brought to light emails between Uber's management, employees, and other executive staff. The investigation was headed by leading publications, including The Guardian and The Indian Express, which showed how Uber misled law enforcement, exploited drivers, flouted several laws and regulations, received kickbacks from various government employees, and indulged in other illegal practices to maintain a dominant position in the market. Now, on to the economy sector. With the finance ministry last week releasing Rs. 20,000 crore towards food subsidy expenses, the Food Corporation of India has deferred its plan to raise around Rs. 50,000 crore as short-term loan from banks this month to finance its operations. FCI was aimed to avail short-term loans, which are of 90 days duration, from scheduled banks to address cash flow mismatches because of inadequate release of food subsidy in the second quarter of the current fiscal. Against expenses of Rs. 56,000 crore by FCI in the first quarter of the current fiscal, the ministry had allocated Rs. 32,500 crore under the food subsidy budget. The ministry provided Rs. 10,000 crore in the current fiscal as wage and means advances, which is adjusted against food subsidy budget by the end of the fiscal. In other development, the National Highways Authority of India will get Rs. 4,200 crore as upfront payment from monetization of two operational highway stretches with a combined length of 200 kilometers under the toll-operate-transfer model. Sources said National Investment and Infrastructure Trust has offered to pay the highest Rs. 3,011 crore for a 72-kilometer stretch on NH-19 in Uttar Pradesh for the 9th toll-operate-transfer bundle. Sekura Roads has offered Rs. 1,711 crore for the 10th bundle, which consists of a 125-kilometer stretch on NH-36 in Madhya Pradesh. The financial bids for the two toll operate transfer bundles were opened on Monday. And lastly, let's see how the stock market is expected to perform today. The market is expected to open in the red as trends in the SGX Nifty indicate a negative opening for the broader index in India with a loss of 29 points. The Indian market closed lower amid high volatility in the last hour of trade on Monday. Benchmark indices fell after 3 days of gain on heavy selling in IT stocks and weak trends in the global markets. Sensex declined 86.61 points or 0.16% to end at 54,395.23. Nifty slipped 4.60 points or 0.03% to close at 16,216. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in finance and business stories.